This is the Seven Figure Agency Podcast. Discover the strategies and techniques to grow a highly successful and profitable digital marketing agency with your host, Josh Nelson.
On this video, I want to share five positioning assets to establish yourself as the expert in your niche so you can get clients to come to you pre-positioned to buy. All right, five key assets that you can put in place. Asset number one would be a book, right? There's two things that really make people look at you as an expert. One would be you're the published author. Two would be you're at the front of the stage creating content. And so if you haven't published The Complete Guide to Internet Marketing for Your Niche, you're missing out on a massive opportunity. And this doesn't have to be as hard as you think. The reality is you can publish on Amazon through Amazon Direct Publishing, basically for free. You pay a minimal cost of about $2 per book if you want to get them so that you can hand them out, so that you can distribute them, but you're on Amazon and you're a published author. The other thing I think that's interesting with publishing a book is sometimes we think we need to publish the book, like this book that we've put a lot of time and energy and thought into. But the reality is most people don't read a book cover to cover. Most people will kind of get the book, they'll look at it, they'll look at the intro and the close, and that'll be the extent of it. And so what I would encourage you to do is don't think of this as the book, think of it as a book, right? A book that is about all the key things your prospects in your niche need to know in order to market themselves effectively to generate leads, sales, revenue growth, and put that into the marketplace. Ideally, if you've been doing webinars, if you've created content, if you've thought about this specifically for your industry, that content probably exists. It just needs to be transcribed, it needs to be combined, and it needs to be published as a book. And we can leverage a book in so many different ways. Yes, it's powerful to say that you're the author of The Complete Guide to Internet Marketing for Your Niche, but once you've got that, you can have a physical book that you mail out to prospects and your Dream 100 list. You can have a book that you send out to prospects that meet with you that seem interested but haven't had said yes yet. You can take that book and you can hand it out at industry events and conferences that will further position you. You can use the book to get speaking opportunities, which is going to be another positioning asset that I highly recommend. And so asset number one that will absolutely position you as a go-to expert is to publish a book. Right? And make sure the cover is strong. Make sure the introduction is strong. Make sure the close is super strong. Okay. Positioning asset number two is having a keynote presentation and speaking opportunities, right? When you're at an event, the person that you would inevitably consider to be the expert in the industry is the person at the front of the stage, right? The person that's speaking, the person that's sharing. And so if you can find opportunities within your niche and there are live events and conferences specific to your niche happening across the country multiple times throughout the year, by being prolific, by putting out content, by conducting webinars, by having a published book, by getting to know the players within the industry, and by, of course, saying, hey, I'd love to speak, I'd love to come share, I'd love to, add value to your group, those types of opportunities will present themselves. And when you're the expert, when you're the published author, when you're the person at the front of the stage, people will absolutely come to you pre-positioned to buy, willing to pay a premium rate because everybody wants to deal with the best of the best in their industry. And so have a solid keynote presentation that you've already kind of crafted in advance that's 45 minutes to an hour and can expand longer or shorter if it's a breakout, so that you can confidently seek those opportunities and own the stage. I really believe stage time is money time, and you should seek those opportunities every time you get the chance. Okay, positioning asset number three would be a podcast, right? And a podcast is something very simple. It's basically just an audio file that sits in the cloud that's accessible through Apple Podcasts, Android Podcasts, and some of the new Spotify and other platforms that now have podcasting accessibility. But your customer, your prospect, really has no idea how complex or easy it is to get a podcast up and running. And being able to say that you've got a podcast and that you're putting out content on a consistent basis is tremendous positioning and authority that you can leverage within your business. There's two podcast formats I highly recommend. Number one would be to do a webinar every single month, which is just value-added content that you create. And so by doing a webinar, you've got a video file and an audio file that you can take. And that audio file, of course, can be loaded up into a podcast that you can have consistent content being added to. So that's format number one. Format number two, and probably the easiest and that I recommend everybody do, is an interview style podcast where you just bring on successful people within your niche and you ask them a series of questions about how they've grown, how they've scaled, what they're doing to market, cool strategies they use to generate reviews, and create authentic content very specific to your industry. What's interesting is this is very easy to do. You can do this as simple as setting up a Zoom stream with you and the guest, right? You both come on Zoom, you both have cameras enabled, and you hit record. And as it's recording, you ask your questions, and you've got a video, and you've got audio that can be used for a YouTube video and a podcast. Super simple, super valuable to your prospect base. And of course, you're gonna be able to syndicate that out. You're gonna be able to get attention, but you can also develop relationships that you would have never been able to access, right? And I don't want to tell you to go use your podcast as a backdoor strategy to sell prospects, but you can absolutely reach out to some super successful people within your niche and say, hey, look, I saw you're doing this cool thing. I saw you were on the cover of the industry magazine, and I'd love to invite you to come be on my podcast. Everybody says yes to these. Everybody wants to be featured, and it's going to give you access to thought leaders, to experts, to winners in the industry that you would have otherwise struggled to access. So I love podcasting as a positioning asset. People listen to podcasts, especially if it's relevant to them. And then it also gives you access to community you wouldn't have otherwise had access to. So we've got publish the book, speaking opportunities, podcasts. Number four is case studies and testimonials, right? Anybody can say that they know what they're doing. Anybody can talk the talk, but something powerful happens when you can also showcase your expertise, right? When you can say, hey, this is the client that I work with. This is the result that they've gotten. This is where they're ranking. This is how many leads. This is how much sales. This is how much revenue has grown. Nothing is more powerful than authentic case studies and testimonials. And there's, of course, there's strategies that you can leverage to simplify this process to create these types of case studies, types of social proof assets on a very consistent basis. But you should constantly be thinking as you get a new client, how do we not just make this a good client that's paying us money, but how do we make this client so successful, so happy with the results that they'd be an amazing case study, they'd be willing to speak on our behalf, they'd be willing to come and be interviewed by us on our podcast, which can kind of go in tandem with creating case study content. But number four is having case studies and creating new case studies and testimonial videos and reviews on a very consistent basis. Now, number five, I used to have nine of these and I wanted to boil it down to the top five. Number five would be retargeting. So retargeting, you know, as you're putting out content, as you're doing webinars, as you're, you know, updating your website, your blog content, people get to your website, they get to your funnels. And if we're not leveraging retargeting, where they're seeing our banner ads all over the place, where they're seeing our advertisements on their social feed, we're missing a huge opportunity, right? The goal is to position ourselves as the go-to expert, right? We publish a book. We speak at the industry conferences. We have a podcast, a new content that's going out on a consistent basis. And then we retarget them so they feel like they're seeing us everywhere. We become omnipresent in their world. And that's how you can become the go-to expert in your niche, where people look at you and say, wow, that person knows this industry. They've got proven results. They're prolific with their content. And I see them everywhere. And if that's what they're doing for themselves, I can only imagine what they'd be able to do for us within our business. And that's the goal. That's the objective that you want to get clients to come to you pre-positioned to buy. So those are my top five. If you have additional positioning assets that you're leveraging that you feel like, man, what about this or what about that? Post those in the comments. I'd love to hear them. And if you'd like to go deep on this, like How do you set up the podcast? How do you get the book published? How do you get this stuff done? I've got a great training that I've got available for free right now. If you go to sevenfigureagency.com/roadmap, that's sevenfigureagency.com/roadmap. It walks you through the seven-figure agency model and the path to get to seven figures or to add additional seven figures over the next 12 to 24 months. So if you want to check that out, go check it out. If you get follow-up questions on any of these five positioning assets, post them in the comments. And please be sure to hit the like button, hit the subscribe button so that you're alerted as new videos come out. And I look forward to talking with you again real soon.